Hi, it's Ellie here, one half of the Scummy Mummies. We do a podcast that's supposed to be about parenting, but we talk about all sorts of nonsense. Books, wine, comedy, farting, whatever really. Our latest episode is sponsored by Aviva, who offer life insurance to help provide some financial support for loved ones after you're no longer around, as long as you still hold the policy. It costs as little as a fiver per month. Go to aviva.co.uk for a direct quote in minutes. Terms and conditions apply. There is no cash in value at any time.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano. Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys. Hello. Welcome to Watch What Crap Is, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. Hi. I'm on Rose Pricks, The Bachelorist, and I'm also on Watch What Crappens with my little co-host and bestie, Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's everything going this evening?
This lighting on Crappens on Demand is making me feel like puffy and... I know I'm not puffy, but I feel puffy, and that's what's happening. That's where my mind's at right now.
Well, I feel fluffy because I've been eating tons of pizza, and it's been amazing. I feel wonderfully fat. Like, I don't want to get up. I don't want to move, but I also just, like, have a lot of energy and just want to sit and be fat and jolly. Like, ho, 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 which we're about to do in this very special Vanderpump Rules recap. This is a Crappens on Demand episode. So, hi, everybody watching. If you want to watch them, go on Patreon. Sign up for Crappens on Demand. You get bonus episodes, Crappens on Demand. You can get live show ticket links. Sign up for our newsletter. So much things to do. And guess what?
Also,
we have live shows.
Oh, was this your guess what? Was my also going to be your guess what?
It was your also that we're going to go out of town in the morning and that's where we're recording at night?
No, my also was we dropped the price on our Discord channel. So, there's that to look forward to.
Holler. Also, Holler. We're leaving tomorrow to go to Birmingham, Alabama, and we are going to recap Summer House there this week on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to do another show right after that in New Orleans. NOLA.
Yeah.
Right? Stops yeah. us from. And yeah. that is going to be a really fun Real Housewives of New Jersey recap. So Thanks for supporting us here. Thanks for supporting us there. We'll see you here. We'll see you there. And Ben just showed me a Ramona Singer clip on Instagram. Yeah. So that's why you're getting a lot of what?
That's on our Instagram stories. So, hey, free plug for Instagram. Whoa.
Traveling all over the place. So if you want to get live show tickets, go get them over there on watchwhatcrappens.com.
Yeah. You're running out of time. If you want to see us in Birmingham or NOLA, you've got like 2 days left. So get your tickets because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And then in the other places we're going in February are Lawrence, fucking Kansas, and Omaha. So we are going to be there at the end of the month. So check out those tickets. Thanks for supporting. We love you. And now it's time for Vanderpump Rules.
The bachelorette party continues in Miami.
Yeah, it sure does. Let's celebrate Brittany and Jack some more. I don't think we've really spent enough time saying, wow, you're getting married. Congratulations.
Yeah, not enough time. It was only a full season before this, so not quite enough time.
Yeah, so we opened where we left off last week. Big fight in a restaurant because Stassi and Kristen mad that Katie is still dating Carter but lying about it so that they won't be mad at her. But then Kristen just keeps coming in like, yeah, I'm not dating Carter at all. Fucked him this morning. I have a box of his stuff at my place, etc. So she comes in right after being on the phone with Carter and giving him her code to her house so he can come over in the morning.
Yeah, to pick up his boxes, a.k.a. move in.
Yeah.
So that now the girls, Katie and Stassi, are just at their wits' end. And Stassi's like, you know what? Don't ever say I don't check in on you because there's nothing to check in on, okay? And, you know, I try to be there for you. I try to be there for you. And then the next time, Carter's there. And Chris is like, well, I'm sorry that our breakup doesn't work for you, which is clearly a line that Carter gave her because it's all she says all episode. I'm sorry that it doesn't work for you, Mariposa.
Yeah, that doesn't work for you. And she's like, you know, I've been doing this for years with them. I mean, Stassi with her shitty relationships. You know, this one, Katie, being cheated on all these years. You know,
yeah.
Tom was fucking around
me?
On her.
Yeah, she goes, like, yeah, I wouldn't jump down your throat. Like, if the roles were reversed, I mean, like, when Tom was fucking around on Katie for years. Excuse me, convenient narrative. When Tom was fucking around with me, go fuck yourself. You're miserable. You're a miserable person. And I say that as someone who will follow a trail of Skittles wherever it leads me. You're fucking miserable.
Fucking miserable. Katie just says with the most miserable mug on her that I've ever seen. So then so then we get a clip of someone giving shit. Who was it? Kristen giving Tom Schwartz shit on one of the trips where they're like, who would even cheat on Katie? And he goes, I don't know. Me, I guess. Yeah.
Baba, did I say that?
So Brittany's like, why do you have to be so mean to each other and go for each other all the time? And Katie's like, oh, really? Really, Brittany? So it would be okay with you if, like, we brought up, you know, Jack's cheating on you? And it's like, oh, okay, that's worse. Okay, at least you're already married. People can degrade your marriage after you've already been married. Okay, let Brittany fake it for a while, okay? You're actually on her bachelorette party. That's lower, Katie.
Yeah, exactly. Brittany's like, well, I would be pissed too. I'll be pissed too. And Kristen now is like trying to be the peacemaker. She's like, you know what? It is not the appropriate time or place, and things are getting heated. I'm sorry, Brittany. Let's celebrate your upcoming marriage to a terrible person. Yeah. Go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And Katie's like, I'm sorry too. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, if only I'd been a better friend like Kristen. And Stassi's like, yeah, like, we're good friends. And like, you're a good friend and we're not good friends. Like, you're a really good friend, Brittany. And like, we're not good friends. So
Seriously, why do you feel the need to drag Brittany into it? Kristen's like she's now playing the role of like Brittany's good friend, which is really hilarious.
Yeah. And then
make Brittany, this about her tonight.
Well, Kristen's been pretty good to Brittany, right? She's always been like, Britt, I'm here for you.
Yeah, but it's just funny because like Kristen, I mean, the girls started this with Kristen, but it's just, I think it's funny that like Kristen will drop a truth bomb like, well, while Tom was fucking around with you, and then they get mad. She's like, "You guys, tonight's about Brittany."
Yeah, you
make
go,
this
Kristen.
Her about her tonight.
Good for you, Kristen. Because fuck Katie, judging anybody's marriage ever, or relationship ever. So Katie and Stassi. First Brittany's like, you know, winning the English awards. She's like, "This got very negative very fastly."
Things got very negative very fastly.
I still want to have fun. Let's go to that strip club. And Katie and Stassi get up, and everyone starts walking out. That Katie and Stassi are storming, and they have to pass Kristen. And Kristen's like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know you wanted to talk to me." And Katie goes, "Shut up, Kristen." And then Stassi's like, "Shut up. Just shut up, Kristen.
Don't talk to me. Shut up."
She's like, "I just met that. I didn't know you didn't want to talk about this tonight."
And Kristen's basically doing that. Kristen's basically doing that face that we described last week with the cat, like water in a cat's face.
Water in a cat's face. Okay, look what I got, Bian. Do you see
it? Says, ugh.
Yeah, I got
sort
this.
Sort of. Well, you got your blur filter on, so it's coming out now.
Oh, sorry. It's like a Home Sweet Home stitched thing. You know those Home Sweet Home things you see in the South? But it just says, ugh. I'd like to thank Five and Below, that wonderful store. It's like the dollar store, but for rich people. Yeah. I'm like, "I will spend up to $5. Thank you."
Five and Below. Also, the number of years Brittany and Jax will be married.
And I think that's very generous. I think you're a very
generous person. I don't think it's going to be that low, because Brittany is the type who would rather stay married and say that she's the wife than like leave her man. That's what I say.
Well, we've said 5 years. I think it's being generous, but we'll see. You know what? Time is going to tell. It's going to tell us lots of things.
Yeah, 5 and tortoise years, which are longer.
In what years?
Tortoise years.
Tortoise years. So Sheena gets... Wait. Okay, now here's a problem I noticed halfway through the episode, and I think just because it's late. I write Sheena's name down as S-C-H, because that's how you start Sheena. But then for some reason, I was also writing Schwartz's name down today as S-C-H, because that's also where you get Schwartz. Now, we've been covering this show for 8 seasons, and I'm still confused about how to write down their name. So that's just for all of those out there wondering why I'm calling Brittany dumb. Hippocrat.
Yeah, I write down Schwartz as Schwa, and Sheena as, I think I write down her full name. Sure. I think she deserves that. She's owed her full name, okay? Sheena. She's just a lonely girl in Marina Del Rey who wants to play some categories, okay? Can't let Sheena live, okay? Leave Sheena alone!
Okay, so Schwartz is the point. Schwartz is getting old makeup done by some ladies. They're going to go an old face tonight. Yeah. And Sandoval explains to us. He's like, "Well, for his bachelor party, Schwartz dressed in drag, which was great, brah. So I thought, like, let's take it to the next level, because I'm constantly competing with Jax constantly, and I'm going to fucking win, goddammit." Yeah. So he's going to present Jax with his greatest fear. A world... without mirrors to cut your coke on, darling. What am I supposed to do this on the kitchen countertop?
Yeah, Tom Sandoval has hired some Hollywood level makeup people to turn them into old men. Although it's sort of like White Chicks. It's like the White Chicks. It's the old man version of White Chicks, where it's like very blatantly. It's like a blatant disguise, right? Like, yes. With the exception of Jax. Jax is the only one who does not look like he's in costume, which I think says a lot about Jax, by the way. He looked like Ric Flair on an oxygen tank.
He looks more in costume when he's ripping off the mask, and his hair is like all like that hard gel, and there's like one little bald spot, but the rest of it is like that plastic veneer on his face and his hair. It's like he's ripping it off to be like the plastic person underneath. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Jax legitimately looked like what he will look like. If I had seen that person on the street, I might not have thought there was makeup. Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval, however, they look like the Geico cavemen, and I don't know what was going on with that makeup selection. I mean, they looked – it was like, are these the same people who did In a Man's World where they put women in the worst prosthetics in the world?
Yes,
like,
it's
literally,
a man's world. It's a man's world, yes.
Yeah, that's what they looked like. They looked like they were exhibits from, like, the Natural History Museum.
God, it's a man's world. For that lady was like – I'm a ping pong. What was she? Oh, no, she was a pool player.
Pool shark.
She's a pool shark. She's like, I'm getting sick of being treated like this by man, so I dressed like a man. They treated me weird. I'm like, they were terrified of you. You looked horrifying. Okay.
When we did the crappies and I put together the in memoriam montage, and we put all the things that like left Bravo. So we put in a man's world in the middle of it. And first of all, half the audience was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. And it was just seeing that show in the context of all the other things on Bravo. It was like glamour, glitz, glamour, Lisa Vanderpump, wealthy people. And then all of a sudden a lady dressed like a caveman. It's like, yes, this was a Bravo show. How did this happen? Like, what?
Yeah. And another thing about their prosthetics on this, you know, their face doesn't really move that much. But then when they took it off or when they were doing their diary room sessions, I thought, God, that Botox really does just, I mean, it's supposed to deaden your muscles, right? That's the point of it. But
yeah,
like Tom Schwartz in particular, like you're used to it with Sandoval's face. He just like gets a crazier face every year. But like Schwartz, wow. He looks I think he looks similar. Once he took the old man head off, I was like, wow, he has that same brow that doesn't move and it's too low because it's just been too deadened, you know?
Yeah. I have to go back and look to see how I feel about that. But
yeah,
and then
okay.
Actually,
you don't have to have a huge opinion on it. It's just
and actually,
that...
Bo, no, it's okay. It's very important for me to have huge opinions on everything. Like literally everything. But
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, I will get back to you. But Bo also actually did not look like a caveman, but he looked like a school play old man, you know, where basically the art teacher comes in and draws lines on your face and puts baking powder in your hair, you know, or baby powder. And it's like, you're an old man now.
Yeah. And he's like the best actor though, right? Because I guess because he works at the commercial place or whatever. But he's like definitely old man in a commercial, you know, where he has to read the lines for the other people in the commercial. He's like, hey, Sonny. He's pretty good with it. And he does like improvise pulling in and out his dentures and wiping it on his tie and stuff.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Although I think that like I felt like his old man was like old man in a commercial for a theme park, right? Like those old like Magic Mountain commercials
where the old dancing man,
Bangabus, you know. That's what his old man was. But Jax was like, when you put Jax in that old man makeup, not only does it look like Jax in 5 years, but it also sounds like old man. Like Jax has such a labored breathing as it is. He's like. So when you put him in old man makeup, it really matches in a very strange way.
Yeah. And, you know, Jax, I don't know. It's just like Jax is an old man. You know, it's like crazy full circle, all this stuff in Miami. It's like last time Jax saw somebody that old in Miami, he was fucking him for rent. You know?
Yeah. Now bless he's his the heart. One to be fucked for rent.
Yeah. No. Fucked. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess that could have gone either way, right? So they all make up stories for their old man, like who they are. And everyone's is kind of lame, but Jax, like truth and comedy, right? He's like, my name is Hal. I own a couple strip clubs. I have borderline personality disorder, but I love pussy. It's like, well, two out of three of those things are actually true.
Yeah, exactly. And the third one could happen, maybe, or at least be like a social media manager. Yeah. Hey, if you can't be for a hockey team, try a strip club.
How about a hockey strip club?
Yeah. I just wrote down in my note, Schwartz looks terrible. So anyway, back in Los Angeles.
Schwartz is even just uncomfortable and unruly as an old man, you know?
It's like, I know. Remember that time when Tom Schwartz disappeared in Mexico and like wound up at a different resort? That was so weird.
And we're still supposed to believe that he was just, what did he say he was doing? He's like, oh, I just
got drunk, got lost.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, Bubba. So back over in L.A., we get a shot of Brett standing by the famed Sir Fridge, and Chef Joe starts walking by, and Brett gets so squirrely. He's like, he starts like squirming all around. Such a strange response.
It is, but Brett's like doing his hair, but he's standing in front of the fridge, but I guess there's a mirror across from the fridge because he's like doing, like slicking his hair when Chef Joe walks in.
Yeah.
Have you noticed? Everyone's afraid of Chef Joe ever since that famous soup scene.
Oh, yeah. The beet soups, you mean? Beet soup?
No, the bean soup. Wasn't it that bean soup when he made like a soup and it was slopped all over the plate? And Lisa's like, well, Chef Joe, I think we should make this cleaner looking.
That was a cabbage soup, I think.
Was it? Okay.
Whatever it was, it definitely looked like it came from, you know, the kitchen of a lady named Olga. But have you noticed that Brett and Max have not had any confessionals or interviews since their big scandal broke?
Oh, I guess that's how they're getting them back. You will not have your side of the story said.
Yeah, because, you know, Danny Pellegrino mentioned it on Twitter, and I was like, really? And then I noticed last week and this week, neither of them, it's now like they did not get any interviews. And I was like, the show is also perfectly fine like that.
Well, Danny is so sharp, like obvious. Of course, Danny noticed that. He's such a smart person. But obviously, how dumb are we? Like, we watch we literally talked about this last week in a live show for an hour and a half, a 40-minute show, okay? And we didn't even notice that they didn't get their time.
Well, we just look. That's why it's always good to listen to all the podcasts, because different podcasts notice different things. So, for instance, Danny noticed that two new cast members have been essentially cut out of the show in a certain way. And we noticed that Lisa Vanderpump is dressed like she is going to the Magic Castle.
Yes. Lisa Vanderpump is wearing like a flattened hat tonight. I just keep waiting for her to like pop that hat out. It's the same one she wore on. I think she's worn that on Watch What Happens. God, I'm so gay. I need to be less gay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, I have a picture of Lisa, Shannon Bedore behind me with a bowl on her head. Nope, I'm pretty gay.
So speaking of Lisa, so she actually does enter Sir, and she's not like a magician for the first time all season. She's wearing just like a normal white top with like a black, not blazer, but a thing. The point is, there's like not a single rhinestone in sight, and weird. Not a necktie, and no weird pussy bow, no strange accoutrements. I was like, is the stage dark in Vegas on tonight? Is like, is there suddenly no need to see illusions and
I'm a Hollywood legend tonight, not a Hollywood magician legend. Like, she's sticking with her theme because it's Hollywood legend night. And also, you know, she's a Hollywood legend because she comes in and every scene she's walking into a different restaurant saying to one table, how are things? Good? Okay. There's always just one table and then she's done with it, you know.
I would be so pissed if a manager did that to me. Just walking, how are things? Good, great. And just like kept on walking. Like, actually, I was served a Shirley Temple and I asked for a Diet Coke. So no, things are not okay.
I'm not a big fan of managers just randomly coming up either. Like, hey, folks, how we doing? You know how we're doing? We're having dinner. Okay? Fuck off, you. You don't have anything in your hands. Bring some bread. If you're going to come over, have some bread in your hands.
And don't give us the we, okay? You're not part of our dining. Just say, how are you doing? Don't say, how are we doing? Because you're not part of us right now.
Yeah. Fucker, you're charging me for this. Stop acting like we're best friends, okay?
Get out of here, Mace. His name is Mace.
Oh, only, it would happen on Vanderpump Rules. Everybody right now on Vanderpump Rules has a crazy name. There's another girl that they mentioned tonight. Lisa's like, I heard it from Danukula Gabala.
Well, this is the season of like Dana.
We're just
Dana's.
Making shit up now. There's Danica, there's like, Dana, Dana Kalaka. Like, there's like crazy names.
Dana Mitri. Dana.
Yes, that's what
Dana,
it is,
Dana
right?
I am. Danita. Danielle.
I think it's
Daniana.
I think it's
Dania.
Dana Mitri. Is that right? You know what? Sounds right. I'm going to go.
I made that up. No, that's because I mentioned Delamitri earlier today. Mentioned Delamitri during Below Deck Sailing Yacht, and now I've like put it in our heads.
Yeah, Delamitri sounds correct.
Della Reese.
Della Reese.
Please bring
my God.
This up. Your waitress is Della Reese, and she is here.
If Della Reese came Della to my table and said, "How are we doing tonight?" I'd be like, "Yes."
I know.
Finally, a manager that I can stand. Della Reese.
Della Reese. Rest in peace, Della Reese.
Oh, she is. You know that Della Reese is like having a great time.
Oh, yeah. She's like ruling over the starting over court in the sky.
Yeah. She's like, I was untouched by an angel. So.
So I should sort of have VIP access up here. I kind of like did a show about you guys.
Yeah. Okay. The point is.
Lisa is not dressed like a magician tonight.
Lisa's not dressed like a magician. Okay. That's the point.
Yeah.
So she checks on one table, and then Danica, who is really like, Danica's teeth are working the hardest on this whole cast, I have to say. Yeah. And she's also doing the classic Marge thing. Danica's one of those people who tries to pretend she's very fancy by putting her fingers all together and then holding them really high and kind of like writing with an invisible pencil.
Like she's going to flick some salt into your face. Like, here you go. Oh, salt. Salt in your face right now.
Don't throw that in my face. If you get it in my face, you're going to throw it over your shoulder. It's a good old Dorinda storyline. Some salt in your face.
So Lisa's like, "Oh, Danica Dana, I'm going to need a table here tomorrow night. I'm getting an award. The CVS on Fountain and Vine wants to award me as best customer of June."
"Pride is next week as well. You're the only manager. Unfortunately, that's just how it played out."
"Danica, you're our only hope."
"We have Pride every year, but this year I don't just have one restaurant in Pride. I have 19,000 restaurants in Pride, Hollywood legend."
"Oh, Danica, I wish I could find some support for you, but we have 35 restaurants and I'm receiving an award for Magician's Hall of Fame." Poof! "Is that your card behind your ear?" "No, it's a part of a caprese salad. What is this? What is this pop quiz?"
And Danica's like, "Okay, everyone go have fun. I just graduated college a second ago, and you want me to manage your restaurant? Like your top-tier Hollywood legend restaurant?" Okay. Like, she's got this, like, kind of Countess Luann mixed with Sheena thing going on. But I'm not really sure.
Danica is like the woman I would have expected Lynn Curtin's daughters to turn into. Like, she looks like she's the daughter of Lynn Curtin, but we know that's not true. But I feel like in my mind, that's Lynn Curtin's daughter.
Well, my mind, some lady needs to put her fucking fingers out of my face when she's talking.
Put those fingers down, Danica. Manage that restaurant. It's Pride, okay?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
I'm Kate Lawler.
And I'm Bodge.
And we're the hosts of Maybe Baby, the podcast for the parentally undecided, speaking to the likes of Alison Hammond, Russell Kane and Jenny Eclair to give us their unfiltered view.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Aviva Life Insurance.
The fact is, if you're a parent, life insurance gives you that peace of mind at the time it's needed most. A quote could be done online in minutes and costs start at just £5 per month.
To find out more, head to aviva.co.uk.
T's and C's apply and there is no cash in value at any time.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind, and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.
It's commercial. Let's go to a bar called 11, but it's,
where there's no pride at all.
E11 even. Because the L's are 2 1s, because that's what makes 11.
It's from what we can tell on the outside, it's a strip club that's like inside a former Macy's, and it's just enormous space. And Brittany is like, "Where you guys are? There's no way you're gonna have fun in that place. It's awful."
Yeah, sorry, there was just a little glitch on Crappens on Demand. Probably the audio too. You know what? Blame the internet.
Was there? Was there a glitch in the Matrix?
Yeah, there was a.
Did you see a cat walk by a second time? Oh my God, there was a cat a second time. Imagine if Sheena were in the Matrix. Imagine if Sheena were Neo. Oh my God, I just saw a cat walk by twice, and I was like, why is a cat going by twice? Like, whoa, deja vu. But like, I also know Kung Fu. Like, that's sort of crazy that I know Kung Fu. Hey, can you teach me how to have a number one hit? Because I really want to be a performer.
Trench coats and combat boots is sort of my thing. So.
I took the red pill and I took the blue pill. Is that wrong, Morpheus?
Oh, God. So Lala checks in at 11, and she's like, hi, Lev. I'm Vava, and I just called to set up a table for Brittany's bachelorette. And then everybody's, like, dancing around, and, you know, just being like, it's wild. It's a strip club party. It's a strip club. We are crazy, which is, like, kind of fun and crazy when you're in your 20s. And when you're in your 30s getting married, it's like, just
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I would rather like an Olive Garden, you know. That's how to turn me on.
I think that's a great idea. Just throw some Alfredo at Britney's face, you know, and call it a night.
Yeah. And also, why do they need to go to more places lit with pink lights? Like, that's the only thing they do. They have to work in that. Well, I mean, that none of them work there anymore. But it's like you escape one place. I think that's just like casting on the show or location scouting for this show. Vanderpump's just like, pink lights! Never let them forget Hollywood legend!
Lala goes, what better way to celebrate Britney and this marriage than to be showered then with titties and ass? I'm like, so basically reminding Britney all the things Jax will be diving into after 6 months of this marriage.
Yeah.
Smart idea.
So the old guys are coming to the strip club and they approach the girls. And of course, Katie immediately sees them and is totally turned off. So she knows it's Schwartz. Yeah.
They also have a camera crew.
Yeah.
So that's pretty obvious. Also, again, they look like the Geico cavemen who are going out to Canasta. Also, I mean, it reminded me of like a John Quijones, like, what would you do if your wife were at a strip club? Also, we went undercover.
Yeah.
It's like, it just looks so bad.
Yeah. And they all have kind of a confused look on their face. Like, wait a minute. Suddenly they've got a camera crew on older people. Like, this season's really trying to fuck with this core cast, you know?
Seriously. So Katie immediately picks up on it, and then she starts telling people, and the best is when she tells Sheena's like,
Sheena's trying to smile, but she's also totally confused, you know. That smile on, like, Sheena.
She's like in the middle of ordering them all Apple Watches. Wait, what? We know those guys?
I know. Lala's like, wait, do I recognize those guys? I think I fucked like 90% of those guys. They're our friends. Yeah, I know.
So Katie's like, that's them. And so then they all go over, and Brittany sees Jax, and she goes, is this our future? Yes, actually, Brittany, it is. It is. You are staring future in the face, and you were still willing to go down that path. We can only do so much more.
Yeah. And then Ariana is like doing the most at this strip club. That's for sure.
She walks in,
she's like booty bouncing on the.
She loves to do her twerk. She loves to do her Ariana twerk.
she's just like strip dancing the whole time. Like she never gives up. And she then never, gets on Tom and like starts upside down lap dancing him. I mean, that's just a lot of past classes that I see. I see a lot of past classes paying off.
And in case we forgot what was happening, Brittany goes to Jax. Jax, we're getting married in 24 days.
Oh, God. It's like the time you have to stay in if you think you have like a virus that's spreading around. What do they call it? The incubation period. Yeah,
incubation period. They are a living incubation period.
Yeah. Also, we know where coronavirus started. Class pass, not pass class. Class pass.
Class pass. What about class pass?
Class pass. I was saying pass class, but I was saying Ariana looks. All I see are a lot of class passes paying off.
Is class pass still? Does that still exist?
I don't know. How the fuck would I know? You think I'd have a class pass?
I thought, because I figured you had just seen it in like a circular.
like literally right now, because that's all I can talk about are things I've done in the past 5 minutes.
Well, no.
No, that's true. Like, I'm not saying you're saying that.
So. I was going to say, like, what normally... No, we had another glitch in the Matrix on this side. So, like, it just, like, froze on you just, like, laughing. Like, ha, ha, ha. No, but the thing is that, you know, I'm like that, too. I mean, basically, whatever I was just looking at before we started recording, you know, that's what gets put in this podcast here. That's how to incept the podcast, you know?
Yeah. We're like the...
I'm like, so anyway, they could go off to the island of Catan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are trying to solve that.
So let's see. Sheena and Katie are talking.
Yes. No, it's not Sheena, but Katie's talking to Tom Schwartz.
Of course, because I'm gonna have the wrong people. Sheena and Tom are gonna be in each other's scenes all night long.
That's okay. I'm sort of into it. So Katie's talking to Tom Schwartz and she she's standing right next to Kristen and she's talking to Tom Schwartz. She goes, "She doesn't like us anymore." And Schwartz is like, "Who?" And she just points to Kristen, literally like an inch away, and goes, "This one, she's cut. She's cut."
Well, she keeps like turning around and like putting her back to Kristen so Kristen can't get in. Like a wall of Katie. Oh, my God.
It's so rude.
If ever you want someone to vote a wall down, just call it the wall of Katie. Okay. Problem solved.
And then there's just like more like strip club, strip club, strip club, although not a lot of strippers, but strip club, strip club, strip club. And then at one point you see Katie with like a wad of cash and she's like trying to seduce Schwartz and she's just like listlessly flapping it. Like,
well, Katie also, this is where she tells Schwartz, Ariana, like, I'm so sorry to tell you something you're not going to like, Bubba, but like your friend, Tom, your friend, is not being a good friend to you again. You know what, Katie? Fuck off, dude. This is all your husband has, is this 5% of a restaurant. Could you stop trying to wrecking ball every single thing that he does? Stop. Just stop.
Yeah,
can you...
yeah, it's like bad enough that we had to watch him drop Trow a second before and look at his like tidy whities. Now you're going to do this. So she's like, yeah, Ariana said that Tom's the issue with the whole thing that happened with Stassi's event. It's not her. So you are now the issue, Tom.
He literally, oh my God. Look, this is the dumbest fight to take sides in ever. But to pretend, she's saying like, oh, well, for him to pretend like you don't know what you're doing and he's the only one who knows what he's doing. Okay, make a mixed drink then. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it. Come on, give me a fucking break, lady. So Schwartz is like, hey, I know my strength. I'm prompt as fuck. Well, congratulations.
And I'm charming.
Yeah, you're on
prompt
time.
And charming. Is that like Ja Rule? Always on time.
No. So he's like, just because I'm the sidecar doesn't mean I'm a sidekick. We're equal.
And he has to respect that. Don't you agree, Tom?
And Katie's not pretending. I'm sorry, finish it. I didn't hear the end.
I literally just said not the sidekick in his voice quietly.
Not the sidekick. And Katie's like, oh, she's pretending she's a like wife in a 50s TV show. You know, she's like, honey, normally, you know, I don't get involved in your affairs, but this is really frustrating.
Okay. See, I told you he was fucking around. No, I don't mean that kind of affairs, Kristen. You're cut.
If you got involved in his affairs, he wouldn't be fucking around. You'd just be having threesomes. Stupid!
You don't have to let him get away with this, Tom. Okay, you know what? Shut up, lamey Macbeth, okay? Just get out of our faces.
Wait, who's here? Is it Lisa Vanderpump? The legend of Hollywood. Hollywood legend. So she comes into Tom Tom now, and she stops at the first table, and she's like, you guys okay? All right, then.
All right, I'm gonna keep on walking by, and like as Lisa walks through the bar, everyone at the bar starts swiveling around and smiling at her like they're in some sort of choreographed musical moment. Like, there she is, it's Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. It's like some scene out of Grease 45.
Grease number 2.
Yeah. So so Max sees her and goes, hello, I've been really busy running around. Haven't had time to send out any racist tweets today. Anything I can help you with?
She's like, why are you? Oh, I just wanted to say you're doing such a good job. And now listen, Pride is a week away, and I'm not over here to oversee because Hollywood legend. Now, I think Dana's going to be at Saw. What say you?
Or Danica. Right? Because Danica, sorry, all these D names. So Danica is managing, and he's like, okay. She's yes. like, why are you pulling that face? He's just like shifting around like, hey, Lisa. Hey, how's it going? I haven't really had time to do anything, Lisa. It's like there's a mosquito flying around that he's just trying to keep track of.
He's just hypnotized by all those pendulums swinging, courtesy of Nicolaine Maestro. The Maestro Nicolaine. So yeah, she's like Max. I don't know if you said this because I had like a Matrix glitch, but she goes, Max is doing a very good job, but so is Danica. Don't worry about Danica. Just keep your own house in order. I'm like, was he worried about Danica? Did he say that?
No, you're just coming in trying to stir some shit. Go back to that first table. I think that they still don't even have water. Okay, go back up.
Yeah.
That.
Also, Max, before you tend to that table, you might want to tell Jojo to stop twerking on top of the beer taps. Jojo's like, yes.
So Max is like, well, you know, like we've got everything covered here. We've got like waiters and booze behind the bar. Oh, yeah. And James really wants to record. James really wants to DJ here during Pride. She's like, of course he does. Of course he's asking everyone, darling.
She does her big like overdramatic face. She's like, well, as a Hollywood legend, I guess I'm entitled to show everyone my craft, which is acting.
He's like, well, I'm confident in the fact that he wants this. Like, yeah, of course he wants it. She's like, well, he cannot have one drink. Not even one.
It's kind of surprising. I mean, we have not seen James at all this season. Like, just here or there. I mean, they really have iced him out. I wonder what's going on. I mean, I don't know. Do you have any conspiracy theories? You're usually good for some.
Nope, I don't. I think this will probably bring him in later in the season because he's still in the opening. So obviously,
yeah, that's the thing.
Doing a bunch of stuff. I think they're keeping him out in the beginning to see if they can hack it without him and trying to do this young cast thing. But I mean, look, they're going to have to bring him in now. Like, you put James on the bench and then these two guys in their racist tweets. It's like, come back in. Suddenly we love alcoholics again.
Yeah, see, at least James hasn't done anything racist. He just does things that are like, they're not, they're, you just go, huh? Like when he says he's the white Kanye, you know?
Yeah, this show needs a dose of James, okay? And it's not even confirmed he's an alcoholic, you know? Just other people saying you're an alcoholic doesn't mean you're an alcoholic, okay?
He's an alcoholic. Anyway, so then we have like a random shot of Charlie just delivering a glass of wine. She just... They just show this random shot of her, which is more than James gets, to be honest. You know, Charlie, I don't know why we have a shot of Charlie delivering wine. Maybe we should just be lucky. Like, I guess we're happy for her because she made her way through the restaurant. And then we wind up with Danica and Dana. And Danica's like, Dana, hi. Hey, can I pull you to the side for a moment? I want to have a conversation with you and have a tone that sounds like I'm going to ask about how your job is going. But instead, I'm just going to be messy.
Yeah,
how about
she's
that?
Like, okay. Yeah, I've heard through the grapevine that you're dating Max, so is it serious that you're like a thing?
Because woman to woman, I don't think you deserve what could possibly come your way.
Something happened with Max that you should be aware of, woman to woman. There's a girl named Dadrian Laganda, and she started, like, hooking up with him, but then he was saying things to her that made her believe that he wanted a relationship, and then on her birthday, he hooked up with somebody else and never called her again, so...
Yeah, so... I just, you know... I just want you to know that might be coming to you. And Dana's like, yeah, you know, like last week she doesn't even acknowledge my presence. And then now this week she wants to look out for me. I mean, pick a fucking lane, girl.
Yep.
And so she's like, yeah, well, thanks. I get that. But I kind of have to see like where it's going. I can't just write him off completely. So and she's like, yeah, well, I'm only telling you this is like an example of something he's capable of.
Yeah. As someone who formerly dated Brett Willis, I think it's important that you know these things. And Dana's like, I'll let you, you know, I'll let you, listen, it's fine. Like, I'm not going to judge anyone based off of stuff that, like, he hasn't done that to me and it could have changed. And, you know, listen, if it goes wrong, I'll let you tell me that you told me so. Like, maybe I'm an idiot, but, like, maybe we're also a good fit. But maybe I'm an idiot, too. So, I don't know. I'm going to still date him.
Danica's an asshole, but you are an idiot. I mean, give me a break. It's Max.
Yeah.
Wait, come on.
We've known Max
2 seconds on this show, and we know, you know, you can just tell he's a fucking liar. And then in the scene with her, she probably does know, and she's just, you know, it's the show. She's got to do something. It's like, what? It's either that or, like, just polish glasses and continue to be iced out, you know?
Yeah, it's like if she either dates Max or she winds up getting the Charlie edit, which is that once an episode you see her deliver a glass of wine to someone. So then we go over to Miami. It's 4 a.m., and we see Lala washing her face, and Peter is looking like, you know, like a late Pirates of the Caribbean, sort of like at the 2 hour mark, sort of where Johnny Depp is, you know, maybe he's stranded on an island, perhaps maybe tormented by a skeleton. That's where Peter's at.
And then Brittany and Ariana and Kristen are wasted on the floor talking to the guys. And Jax is like, this is Nico, my friend. Nico's bisexual, by the way. He's bisexual. Is Jax the only confirmed bisexual guy on the cast? Jax is like obsessed with everyone's amount of gayness. Okay.
Yeah, the amount of he's like really into this real life catfishing that he's doing. He's like in a different role. And like, I started watching this ridiculous show, The Circle, on Netflix, and...
I started watching that show. Oh, God. I can't even believe you said that. Now we're going to just sit here yapping about The Circle. I see it coming!
So bad. It's so bad. I can't even believe I've watched 6 episodes of it. It's so bad.
What is the meathead on that show keep saying?
Oh, yeah, God. Oh, my God. Throw him off a bridge. Buddy. He is the worst. I'm 6 episodes in, and he's still in it. I don't care that I'm spoiling it for anyone, because it's such a bad show. It's so bad. It goes on for so long. And then just when you're about to be like, fuck this, I'm turning it off. And they have like really not even an interesting twist, but just enough. You're like, I'll watch it for 5 more minutes. It is such a miserable show.
Then your whole life is gone. You just keep watching and watching.
It's so bad.
I've only seen Jax the first one, but I plan on returning.
Well, Jax would, that's the show for Jax. Like, Jax would basically, I mean, never mind. Jax doesn't need that show. Jax catfishes in real life. Like, he will catfish to your face.
Yeah. So they're joking around and dropping their underwear to show that they're all wearing the same underwear and stuff. And Kristen's like, oh, Sandoval is like showing me the future I don't have to live with anymore. Yes. Broken
and up. She's... bar successful bar owner who pays his own bills. She's like, meanwhile, rolling around on the floor with her party titty out. It's hilarious.
Party titty. And Jax is like, I can't even take my makeup off because we need to have a professional do it. This is like movie quality.
So Kristen starts telling Jax that Katie was telling her, like, was basically like, fuck you to her. And Kristen is like, seriously? Like, shoulder wag? Like, what are you stressed about, Katie? You have a perfect life, you know? You have a perfect life.
Perfect house, man. Like, what else are you doing with your fucking life? Like, what are you even stressed out about? Like, suck my fucking dick, Katie.
Yeah. So then, so Schwartz is like, yeah, Sandoval Bubba. Bubba was telling me that you're pissed off. Katie was pissed off. My wife, Katie, Bubba was pissed off at you.
Yeah, so now it's just Schwartz, Sandoval, and Ariana. Everyone's wasted. And Ariana's like, yeah, she was like pissed at dinner, but, you know, I was trying to explain it wasn't about her. It was like you guys, you know, all I was trying to say to her is that you're, and he's like, incompetent. She's like, yeah.
That hurts my feelings. So Tom Sandoval's like, dude, okay, let me explain something. We cannot serve alcohol without serving food. And Schwartz is like, oh, but technically the kitchen was open. You know, chef was upstairs prepping. No, he wasn't. Yes, he was. No, he wasn't, dude.
He's just trying to justify this text, but he's wrong. Okay, he's just wrong.
Just because someone was watching Ratatouille upstairs does not mean there was a chef preparing food at Tom Tom.
We start this whole Tom Sandoval is the king of the butts, and he does do that. They show a montage of Sandoval just going, I'm sorry, but, like, you were in front of my car when it was in drive. Am I supposed to say person flat on the street? Sorry, bro.
Sorry, dude.
So he's just like king of the butts, and then Schwartz is like, you know what, it's like his apologies are like a formality just to say that he's right. Most apologies are.
Yeah, it's usually something to say, okay, I'm acknowledging your feelings and your feelings are hurt, so I'm acknowledging that, but let me continue because I'm right.
Yes, and you're wrong. Yeah. Sorry your feelings are hurt, but you're wrong. So
yeah, so Ariana's saying, okay, so how do I say this to two idiots? All right. So when he says, when he apologizes and then says, but the but does not take away the apology. He's just trying to paint a larger picture. And Sandoval goes, can I speak for myself, dude? Oh,
it's like, yes, you can. But when you do that, you make an ass out of yourself.
When you do that, but makes you make an ass out of B, U, and T. Got it?
So then we get a commercial while Tom's like, listen to me, can I not listen to me? And then we come, You know, we go to commercial and we come back and he's still screaming, listen to me, bro, listen. Schwartz is like, don't yell at me. Oh, he's like, listen, our literal business is on the line here, bro.
I love that he did that. He gave us like the British and also the English. Our literal, in case you can't understand either one, I've given you two options, Schwartz. All right, it's on the fucking line now, dude.
Schwartz is like, let me admit something. Okay, I'm too passive. Sometimes to the point of like Katie sticking traffic cones up my cornhole and hitting me in the face with Hidden Valley bottles, okay? But sometimes you're like too minutely focused on things, like the details, and that can get in the way, okay?
Yeah. We're different people, and we handle our fuck-ups in different... I wrote this down. Hold on. Okay, 570 calories. Oh, sorry. That's a Snickers bar. Hold on. We're different people. What was I saying?
We're literally different people, literally different people, and we deal with things in literally different ways, different ways, okay? And he's like, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear, okay?
Yeah. So then they hug, and it's actually sweet. And then Ariana's like, can I get a hug too? And then, you know, like when Katie watches this, when she watched it last night, she was probably like, that's weird because I didn't get a hug when you guys made up.
Yeah, like, let's go wake up Katie. Let's go roll Katie over to apologize to her, the real victim in all of this. So Kristen wakes up and is just like so Kristen waking up. Just like...
like she's like getting an invisible, like, what do you call those paddles? You know, like clear.
Heart attack paddles. I don't know what they're called.
I want to say EKGs, but they're not EKGs. They're like... the things.
Yeah. And everybody's basically waking up and Brittany's like, oh my god, Jack, your face. He's like, I cannot take this off. Like, I've got to get it off. And we can say, I'll call somebody. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that, guys.
Yeah, he's like seeing himself in the mirror on the ceiling and realizing that this is his future, and he's like just trying to pull his face off. It's, you know, with different music and a different context, this would be a horror movie. Like, this is like a cerebral horror movie in that a playboy like one day wakes up and he looks old and he's like, no, I can't be old, and he pulls his face until it's just like all bloody and there's nothing left. But it's Vanderpump Rules, so it's just sort of funny and
or it's just unsettling. Jack's watching season one and then watching season eight. It's like kind of the same thing.
By the way, defibrillators. Those are the paddles. Defibrillators. Yes. I like heart attack paddles.
It's the new waitress at Sir.
defibrillator.
Defibrillator. Have you learned your tables, defibrillator? They're like,
yeah,
coming up on Vanderpump Rules, and Bo has a handlebar mustache, and Stassi's like, oh my god, that has got to go. And then that's literally the whole scene coming up. I was like, wow, you guys are desperate. How much of this has been cut out the season?
I just don't understand how Stassi could date Patrick with his man bun for 5 years. And Bo has a handlebar mustache for less than 30, and she's like, sex. Like, let him have his handlebar mustache for at least 45 minutes.
So in Schwartz and Katie's bed, guess what Katie's doing? Making sweet, sweet love and cuddling with her man. No, she's talking shit about Kristen because, you know, it's like Katie goes to bed and then she wakes up the same way. Like, some of them are way worse when they're drunk, and Katie's just always literally just terrible, like 24 hours a day all the time.
She really is. So, Schwartz is like, Baba, I had so much fun last night, but you were so cranky, Baba.
And she's like, well, yeah, she was talking about how you, like, cheated on me the whole time. And, like, she was such a good friend to me. Oh, my God. It's like, actually, yeah, she has been a really good friend to you while your husband was probably running around and Stassi wouldn't speak to you. And all you had was little Kristen. Do we remember any of these, man?
Yeah, let's not forget that when they went to New Orleans. Oh, and we're going to New Orleans this week. Tie-in! But when you guys went to New Orleans, it was Kristen who brought up, who was, like, defending you unnecessarily and causing massive drama, but she was still defending you.
Yeah, Kristen is just like this at bachelorette parties.
She is. I mean, talk about defibrillators. She is basically the defibrillator of this group. She's like, ba-boom!
Nailed it.
So yeah, Katie's still mad about it. She's like, you know, and then she's still with Carter. She complains, and then she's still with Carter. And Schwartz is like, well, it's hard to break up, you know, Baba. She's like, oh well, Osho had to take a break from someone. I'm gonna take a break from her.
Oh, what a loss. So Kristen's packing all dramatically. And it's like, oh, Katie has basically disowned me.
Yeah.
Losing both of them is like the fucking butterfly knife straight to my mariposa, butterfly mariposa heart.
Just twisting. Twist. Hold on. Yes, Carter? Yes, you can have the peanut butter. Okay, thanks. Twist.
Well, unfortunately, my knife can't be stabbed anymore because Carter needs to take the knife. So here you go, Carter.
Hey. All right, Carter, can I have a Band-Aid? No? Okay, that's fine.
Then
by the way, they also made it seem she was like packing up a bag and the music was sad. So I thought that Kristen was going to leave the trip. I thought she was going to go home early. So I was like, oh no, Mariposa's going home. But later on, we find out she's just packing to go down to the pool, which is so this show.
Yeah. So they're all going down to the pool. But first, Jax and Schwartz come over, still in their old man makeup, to Tom and Ariana's apartment.
Yeah, and Jax is freaking out. He's like, my eyes won't open by themselves. My eyes won't open. I can't see. That's my eyes. I'm like, isn't it supposed to be that when you're, like, coked up, you're like, oh, my God, I'm seeing the inside. I can only see the inside of my eyes. Can you see the inside of your eyes?
Is it? I don't know.
I thought that's what I heard.
I've never seen the inside of my eyes before. I've done plenty of coke in my past. I don't see the inside of my eyes. Well, I didn't do it right now. I'm looking at the inside of my eyes. Not coked up right now.
This is great content for Crappin' on Demand. Both of us, like, closing our eyelids, being like, can you see the inside of your eyes?
Trying to figure out what that's like. Isn't that just, like, closing your eyes? I see a lot of floaters.
Yeah, I don't have any. Oh, I have a floater.
I have tons of floaters.
Anyways. So Jax is like having sudden old man skin claustrophobia. He's like just trying to tear. He's still tearing his skin off. He finds a butter knife and wedges it in, and is like just like peeling this shit off, you know. And he's like, I'm 100% not gonna have any eyebrows left. I'm like, well then why don't you fucking wait 20 minutes for the lady to get there and use whatever solution they're gonna use to save your eyebrows, you idiot.
So let's go swim with the girls. So actually, Kristen and Sheena don't go to the beach with the girls because I don't know if it has something to do with the drama or what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, because most of the girls were at the beach, but Kristen and Sheena went to the pool, and the pool is where the guys are, and they're recovering because the makeup ladies did arrive, and when they saw Jax like clawing at his fake skin, they're like, no, don't do that, you idiot, you're a human idiot right now. So well, now their faces are all red and chafed.
Yeah, well, his ripping it off, it's like a really old, creepy plastic surgery baby chick coming out of an egg. And it's like he's cracking it off and you just see his shiny hair and his shiny face. Hollywood legend. So yeah. Kristen shows right so, up at the pool so, and just like so, jumps in like she's cannonballing. But I don't know if she actually cannonballed. It's just Kristen's grace, you know?
Caca ball. So yeah, she you're right. I think she just fell in and then just naturally balled herself up. Well, time to ball. So Kristen ball. So then meanwhile over at the beach, Brittany's like, I don't know if Kristen didn't want to come down here because of all the drama last night, but I don't know if it was that's why Kristen, if they like went to the pool, that's why it's like that, because the drama and Kristen was like that. I was like, could someone please like hit her, like her record is skipping. Because I don't know about Kristen, maybe because Kristen was in the drama, but like if she did, because it's like Kristen and the drama from the pool last night, she's at the pool, not the beach, like, psh, 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 psh.
Yeah, press the snooze button on that one. So then cut over to Kristen, and she's like, Katie was like, I don't want to be friends with you. Like, I would lay down on train tracks. I would literally take a bullet. And, like, I just don't feel like it would be reciprocated.
And this is true. I mean, Kristen has flung herself out of a moving Uber before, so we'd know that she would. She would lay down
like,
in traffic.
Yeah, I feel like Kristen has literally laid on a train track before. Not necessarily for anybody, just because. Like,
yeah.
I'm tired, could go.
Yeah. Seriously, you're gonna run me over right now? Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And live to tell about it, fucking Kristen. Probably just rolled right over by that train.
Yeah. So Brittany is still ranting over at the beach. She's like, I mean, I'm tired of getting dragged into this. I mean, I told Kristen to stop as well. And I said from the get-go, I'm not going to give up on you, Kristen, okay? But then I told her she has to get rid of Connor, and I told her to that face. But I'm still going to be there for Kristen, but I told her to her face. I mean, I'm still going to be there. It's like, oh, my God. Seriously, someone just, like, close her lips. Just close them.
Yeah, and she's going on about how she's sick of being put in the middle. Then why did you bring it up? Like, you were just, you could have just started this as a lovely beach day, Brittany. So Lala's like, yeah, Katie, you know, like, you say it like it is, which is what I love about you. Remember that time you called me a stupid whore because I fucked for a Range Rover? That was fun. But you know what? If you feel like talking to somebody like the way you talk to her, you shouldn't even be friends with her.
Yeah. And then Stassi telling us, she's reflecting on this moment. She's like, you know, it used to be Witches of WeHo AF. And it's like me, Katie, and Kristen sitting on a beach talking shit about other people. And we see like a quick shot of them doing that from a few years ago. And she goes, but now it's me and Katie on the beach talking shit about Kristen. It's kind of sad. And by sad, I mean, it's actually so fun. Why did we not do this sooner?
And Kristen's still like, well. And Sheena's advice, you know, Sheena. Spot, penguin. So then we go over to Max and Dana. Max comes over to Dana's place and sees her little black cat, Leo, who's just come out of a hat and was a bird when it went in.
That was a mangy cat, by the way. So so Max pokes his head into Dana's fridge, which is not some sort of innuendo. He actually does that. And he's like, why do you have a glass of wine and an empty Brita? She's like, well, I needed to drink something. He's like, I don't trust people with empty Britas. That's a very, you know what? I am actually speechless. I'm actually speechless right now. I teed myself up and I had nothing to say because I'm like, I don't necessarily disagree, but although as someone who often has an empty Brita, but I feel like Max, really, you're not one to judge, okay? Because we know that you have one of those annoying filter systems where your friends come over and they say, hey, is it tap water or Brita? And he goes, neither. I have Pure on my faucet. So if you want to sit there for 90 seconds while you fill up your shot glass of water, have at it.
Hi, that's me. It's your friend Ronnie. You know I have that shit. So I like when he's like, why half a Brita? And she's like, fill it. And he's like, no, that's okay. And then he just sits on the couch with nothing. Fuck you. How about that?
So, I know. Way to go, manager of a restaurant, yeah. King Philip Rita.
She's like, oh my God, I'm studying all these note cards for sir. Which is so cute that she wrote down all the menu items on note cards. It's like very old school. But
yeah,
I'm also not buying it.
Yeah, so Max starts to do a pop quiz. Truly the easiest pop quiz because what's in a caprese? Like one of the easiest salads of all time. She goes, three heirloom tomatoes with a blob of burrata cheese. I'm like, and basil? Are we not having basil? Although, it's, sir, I would not be surprised if there was no basil in their caprese.
And he's like, oh, can I have an extra burrata? Can I have an extra piece? And how much does that cost? She's like, $6. Oh, my God. I can't even believe I know that. So then they start talking about
What's in the garlic bread?
Bread.
Yeah.
Can't even believe I know that. So they start talking about Danica, and she's like, yeah, well, Danica pulled me aside and she said, like this girl, like you fucked this girl one night after work or something, and then you like never called her again, so what the hell? And he's like, total lie, never happened. Like, it's like totally, like there was nothing to even ghost her about because like, I wasn't even, it was like one of those nights, like late at work and like, it was like late night after work. And like, we like, you know, like whatever, like why would I, you know?
Yeah.
No, not really. It's like
terrible defense, like a total failure, like a swing and a miss on the defense. And so he's like, I mean, you know what? She's making up shit. They don't seem to understand. They're just servers at Sir. I'm the general manager at TomTom. I was like, well, what does that have to do with anything?
It's like, well, you know, I hate to like be like this. Like, I really don't want to be petty, but I could block them from coming in, and I might have to do that.
Oh. Still fucked her and her friend. That's what that means. So
he's like, but what if they don't even have us to talk about? Like, what are they going to talk about if they didn't even have us to talk about? I don't know. Maybe they'll go through your Twitter timeline.
Yeah. He pulls a full Jax Taylor defense where he says, oh, Danica is so mean to you, but then she's your friend when she wants to tell you something negative. You know, starting to like paint like the trying to like make Dana not trust the people around her that she can only trust Max. Classic Jax.
I mean, he's right about Dana, though. Like, that's the whatever. Thing about I'm this
team
show.
Team Danica, I mean.
Your team Danica. Well, Dana. I am too over Max, but I mean, he does have kind of a point.
True.
So then everyone's getting ready, and Schwartz and Katie, God, who cares? Like, seriously.
Jax goes, oh man, I dipped my toothbrush in hand cream because I thought it was toothpaste. where do we begin with that?
And Peter's in Sheena's room. They're sharing a room still. And she's like, I'm going to start my hair in like 5 minutes. And he's like, really? Because I'm going to start streaking my hair in like 2 minutes.
So then, a ray of light, we go back to Sir, and there's our sweet Raquel bringing two quote unquote espresso martinis to a table, which is really just right on brand for Raquel.
It really is. Danica is like, hello, Dana. Danica's like, wow, you look, great. Or Dana's like, you look really sexy. You look great. It's like, yeah, I decided to sex it up tonight. So
Dana goes, so I appreciate the talk we had the other night. And at first I was nervous. But I talked with Max, and he basically had no way to defend himself. And I decided no defense is a defense unto itself. So we're all good and settled, and I'm into it.
Yeah, it's like, well, I felt like woman to woman, you should know, so.
And then Danica, she goes, Dana just stares at you so seriously. It's like woman to woman, that's a lot of stare. And I just like, makes you believe what she's saying. And for a moment, I believe Max was a good person. And then I was like, woman to woman, what am I thinking? Finger toss.
Yeah. And she's like, appreciate you. just so funny.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
So Lisa's coming in. Oh, no, she's going to be in your section.
Table 16. But Dana's like, I've been studying my cards. It'll be okay. And Danica's like, well, let me show you how to make Lisa's tea. Although Max should be showing you. He's a pro.
So now back at the party, they're all getting their wacky sashes from Brittany, which I don't, do we know what's on those sashes? Like, if I totally blocked that out, cause I didn't really,
I didn't write there. We heard some of them that was like gold digger or something like there was the only one I wrote down was the one that Brittany had for herself, which said, I'm the bride, bitches. I'm the bride.
And Sheena's just going, 23
and a half days, Jax.
Sheena laugh. The Toms are dancing and they're getting along.
And then Brittany starts talking to Bo about all the drama going down between Kristen and the girls. And she's like, I mean, it's just like so much drama. I try to stay out of it. But like, you know, and like, I can't really make fun of Kristen because like Jax and I had a lot of up and downs too. But you know what? I think that Kristen looks up to Jax and I as an example of how a relationship can work after going through a lot of crap. Like, no, I don't think anyone's looking up to you and Jax.
Yeah, I just think she wants the same. I just think she wants that for her and Carter.
Like, Brittany, I appreciate that you need to lift yourself up and make yourself believe that you're a role model for someone, anyone, maybe just even if it's only Kristen, but no.
Yeah. No, so then Lisa goes into Sir or whichever restaurant we're in today, and she's in flattened hat. She's in her flattened, like... Crown
Jackie
hat.
O kind of like it looks like halfway between a turban and a yarmulke, but like with some structure in it.
It looks like a diamond biscuit, like a a biscuit.
A diamond biscuit. Okay, that works. Yeah. It did look like a diamond. You know what? It is a diamond biscuit.
Yeah, so she's like, it was an honor to be honored by the Hollywood Museum for being a Hollywood legend in the LGBTQ qua Danica Daniqua DeLuca Society. I have a legacy.
Dean and DeLuca. So so Dana shows up and she's like, hi, I'm here to take your order. I'm a stand-up comedian. And Lisa's like, oh, shall we order some appetizers? All right, new girl, here we go. Are you ready to play? Name that ingredient. All right, first question, tuna. What comes with it? I'll give you a hint. It's called the tuna and couscous.
It's like, it comes with volleyball, Diet Coke, couscous. Couscous, yeah! You did it. You're a big girl now.
Cabbage law, that's completely right. Although now, Ronnie, now that I think about it, so she said it comes with tamari sauce, a seared ahi tuna, and cabbage slaw, but it's also involved with couscous? How'd that work?
I'm not really sure. It's basically tuna tartare, but...
Like, on couscous.
Yeah.
What?
It's like an Asian inspired tuna tartare on
couscous. It's like a misguided Asian fusion, like left half of Asia and right half of Asia fused into some bizarre crumbly thing.
Yes. And she's doing the Lisa Vanderpump thing where she's sitting with all her friends who all have a tiny dog in their lap. You know, it's like there's 10 dogs at the table. And Dana's like, really cute animals this evening. She's like, don't talk about my friends like that. Couscous.
Couscous. Don't. Now go. Taylor Armstrong's former gay that I've taken over is getting hungry.
Oh, is that who it was?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She took over Taylor's gay a long time ago.
Oh, gosh.
But it was just nice to see
him. I don't
even
remember that.
Yeah. I could be wrong.
No, you're right. I'm sure you're right. I just don't remember things. So Vanderpump. So Brett comes over with drinks and he does the half squat, which how dare you get away from my table with your squat.
Well, he's trying to like give the guys, because as soon as he comes over, the gays, like the Taylor Armstrong gay and his friend, are both like, oh, which, by the way, I'm not blaming them necessarily because, you know, he is hot.
He works out.
Awful, but hot. works so out.
Vanderpump
know?
Is, he's like, you know, Vanderpump says, oh, I haven't seen you because I haven't been working out. And he's like, yeah, I was going to ask you if you want to work out tomorrow because, you know, you've been drinking a lot. She's like, she makes some noise I'm not used to hearing from Vanderpump. And she tells us, I think one of the things that's just so energizing is having someone who's so absolutely fucking gorgeous paying attention to me, darling. And all it takes is $100 an hour.
Listen, there are websites for that.
Yeah, no kidding. She's like, if I could just work it so that I could pay him a little more and not have to actually sit up, I'd be on the right track, darling.
Now bring me some more of that delicious couscous. So then we see a bunch of dishes going by. We see Britt Willis. And then like Max and Brett and Raquel are standing around. And Raquel's like, hey, Max, I heard that James is going to be doing Pride at TomTom. That's so exciting for him and all parties involved. Thank you.
High fives. And then Vanderpump back at the table is like, I'll tell you, that girl, Dana Lana Ding Dong, will be a great manager in no time. Look at her. She's thin, she's blonde, she's intelligent, she's hilarious, she's charming, she's witty, she's smart. Newt Gods!
She knows 2 out of 3 ingredients in a caprese salad.
Oh, so back at the other party.
At the other party, Kristen is doing her standard stalking around with a straw, like the, like doing the straw chomping as she like walks around.
Yeah.
And then she finally, after she's had enough straw, she literally, you know, it's sort of, you know, we don't really call Kristen and Katie Horseface 1 and Horseface 2 anymore because we've decided in our old age that it's like really mean to make fun of girls' physical appearances like that, even though we always said it was more of a rebuttal against them being like, Sir only hires models. But then when she's sitting there literally chewing on a straw, sometimes it's like a funny irony in life.
Yeah. Well, I just stopped saying it because we always have to explain it. It's like it comes from episode 1 when they said you have to be truly hot to work at Sir. We're all models. And I said, what are you modeling for? Sugar cubes. And it's just, I mean, God bless it. It'll still make us laugh all these years later.
Yeah. But the chewing on the straw is sort of funny. So yeah, so Kristen's like, and so she sits down with Stassi. And I think Stassi was the one who was like, shit got intense last night. And Kristen just starts doing like massive shrugs, like, seriously? But yeah, it got really intense. And like the worst part is that we weren't even drunk. It was like legit, like real hatred, and I'm just gonna wag my shoulder at you just so you can feel how heartbroken I am right now.
Yeah, her shoulder wag. And when Stassi's like, are you okay, like how are you tonight, and Kristen does like a full-on jump, like shimmy twitch roll. She's like,
it's like her shoulders joined Cirque du Soleil but the rest of her body didn't.
Each shoulder is like in a back bend, like holding a crystal ball on its toe.
Yes.
So Stassi, Kristen's like, we broke up in, like, I know it doesn't work for you, but like, we broke up in January. And Stassi's like, you didn't break up with him, Kristen. Just stop. You didn't. She's like, we did. She's like, if you want to be with Carter, just be with Carter. Listen, Kristen, I just want you to be happy. I'm always going to be your friend, Kristen. Like, literally forever. We're going to be friends forever. There's no way I'm not going to be your friend, Kristen.
Yeah. I need you to understand that, like, I'm going to be there for you no matter what happens, no matter what terrible decisions you make, no matter how awful the boyfriend is that you're dating, no matter what sort of dead end you're going down in life, I will be there for you. No matter what sort of terrible friend you are to me in return, I will be as good of a friend to you as terrible of a friend you are to me. I will be that person for you, Kristen.
Cut to Katie sitting in another booth pretending she doesn't care. Like,
yeah, she's doing her own like straw chew. It's like a different style of straw chew.
Yeah, they've
chew.
All got like a different one. Stassi's got like a classy one. Kristen's like poking herself in the eyes with her straw. Katie's just like miserable with her straw.
Yeah, exactly. So then, yeah, basically Stassi's like, I want to be one of your best friends. I never want that to change. I love you and will never block you on Instagram until right after the scene, okay?
And Kristen's like, thank you. Thank you.
Seriously?
Thank you.
Seriously?
So Brit's like, I love you, yes. And she's like, this bachelorette party has been amazing. And then we just cut to all the clips of everybody fighting and being horrible on the trip.
Yeah. And then in the end, the girls all jump in the pool. And that's that. And next week, Gay Pride on Vanderpump Rules. Always a special episode. And it looks like it's going to be James's big return because he calls up Raquel and is like, you missed my set at Tom Tom, you fucking cut fitness.
Well, yeah, it's James back in his perfect form, darling, in his element. Everyone, thanks so much for being here. We sure love you. See you this week in Birmingham. Then Enola, go get tickets, watchwithcrappins.com. Our new bonus is up, which is our road trip through Texas, just yapping in the car.
Yep.
And I guess that's it. We'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Bye.
Cooler though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth, from a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.